This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. News. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudil summons Federal Parliament session for 2 p.m. April 30. Government-formed property investigation panel begins probe into assets of political and bureaucratic elites. Communications Ministry warns against spreading of misleading information, urges verification before sharing. And Iran-US tensions rise amid stalled peace talks. Both sides trade accusations over ceasefire and naval blockade. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudil has summoned a session of the Federal Parliament for 2 p.m. on Thursday, April 30, on the recommendation of the government and in line with Article 93, Subarticle 1 of the Constitution. According to the Office of the President, the decision follows a cabinet meeting held on April 21st. The session will convene both houses at the Federal Parliament building in Singhadarbar. In the meantime, President Ramchandra Paudil has assigned Prime Minister Balendra Shah to take charge of the Home Ministry portfolio following the resignation of Home Minister Sudhan Gurung. According to the President's office, the Prime Minister will oversee the ministry in addition to his existing responsibilities. Gurung announced his resignation yesterday through social media, stating that he stepped down as a moral responsibility to ensure an impartial investigation into issues related to him and to avoid any conflict of interest. A high-level government commission formed to investigate the assets of political and bureaucratic elites has officially begun its work. The five-member panel led by former Supreme Court Justice Rajendra Kumar Bhandari was constituted following a cabinet decision on April 15 to probe property holdings over the past two decades. The commission has been given a one-year mandate to conduct in-depth investigations and will submit its report to the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers. Leaders representing parties in the House of Representatives have agreed to enforce stricter measures to prevent the misuse of diplomatic passports. The decision was taken at a meeting chaired by Speaker Dol Prasad Arial with chief whips, and party representatives. The meeting concluded that existing laws on the recommendation and the use of diplomatic passports must be strictly enforced immediately, while necessary legal amendments will be considered for the long term. Lawmakers from major parties also called for strict compliance with current laws, policy review and stronger oversight to prevent abuse, particularly during official delegations. During the meeting, officials clarified that diplomatic passports are issued only for government or special assignments under existing passport laws and that there is no difficulty in using ordinary passports for personal travel. Finance Minister Sonim Wagle has reaffirmed Nepal's commitment to not allow its territory to be used against neighbouring countries while underscoring strong bilateral ties with China. Speaking at a cultural programme organised by the Chinese embassy in Kathmandu, the minister described China as a reliable development partner and expressed gratitude for its continued support to Nepal's socio-economic development. On the occasion, Chinese ambassador to Nepal, Zhang Maoming, highlighted Nepal's cultural richness and natural beauty and reiterated China's commitment to further enhancing cooperation and bilateral relations. The Ministry of Communications and Information Technology has urged the public and media not to disseminate misleading information, warning of strict action against those involved in spreading false or unverified content. In a press release issued, the ministry said its attention has been drawn to the recent rise in baseless and misleading information circulating through online news outlets and social media platforms. It noted that such content is creating public confusion, undermining trust in the information system, and negatively affecting social harmony. The ministry stressed that news and information should only be published or broadcast after official verification, warning that individuals or organizations found spreading false information will face action in accordance with prevailing laws, and has urged the public and social media users to verify the authenticity of content before sharing it. The ministry further requested citizens to report any misleading information through its social media complaints registration portal or via official communication channels. Lawmakers at the meeting of the Development, Economic Affairs and Good Governance Committee of the National Assembly have called for stronger financial governance, greater transparency and effective budget implementation for the upcoming fiscal year. At a meeting of the committee held at Singhadarbar, members stressed the need to align the budget with the 16th five-year plan, ensure proper resource management, and make revenue projections more realistic. Lawmakers also raised concerns about stricter custom enforcement along the Nepal-India border, saying it has caused hardship for low-income communities. Following the discussion, the committee directed the government to immediately address public grievances in border areas and ensure that enforcement measures do not adversely affect the daily lives of citizens. The 77th establishment day of the Nepal Communist Party was marked yesterday across the country with various programs, as different communist factions held separate events to commemorate the occasion. The day recalls the founding of the party on 9th Baisakh 2006, Vikram Sambat, under the leadership of Pushpalal Thruster. At separate programs, leaders reflected on the current state of the communist movement following recent election setbacks. The anniversary comes at a time when Nepal's communist parties are facing internal divisions and declining electoral strength. Nepal has registered a 2-wicket victory over Rwanda in the ICC Women's T20 Challenge Trophy. In the match played at Gahanga Cricket Oval in Kigali, Nepal successfully chased a target of 89 runs set by Rwanda, reaching 90 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in 19.4 overs. Earlier, Rwanda were bowled out for 88 runs in 19.4 overs after opting to bat first. The tournament, organized by the International Cricket Council, is being played at a double round robin format and also features Italy, the United States and Vanuatu. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Tensions remain high between Iran and United States, with both sides trading accusations amid stalled peace negotiations and ongoing maritime incidents in the Strait of Hormuz. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian said Tehran remains open to dialogue but blamed the United States for hindering progress, citing a naval blockade and alleged violations of commitments. On the other hand, the White House said no deadline has been set for the extension of the current ceasefire announced by U.S. President Donald Trump, adding that the decision on its duration rests solely on him. Meanwhile, Iran's Revolutionary Guard reported seizing 2 foreign vessels in the Strait of Hormuz for alleged maritime violations and opening fire on another ship. The situation has raised concerns over global shipping and regional stability, as the Strait of Hormuz remains a key route for international oil and trade. Efforts to resume formal talks, reportedly planned in Pakistan, have yet to materialize. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the weather is likely to remain generally cloudy in the Himalayan region, partly cloudy in the hilly region and mainly fair in the Tarai region of the country today. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning at one or two places in the Himalayan regions of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces today. There is also a chance of hot days in the Tarai regions of Madhya province, as well as in the valleys and basins of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces. Heat wave conditions are also likely in the Terai regions of Lumbini and Sudurpashchim provinces today. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of westerly and local winds across the country at present, and temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 14 to 16 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 29 and 31 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. President Ramchandra Paudil summons Federal Parliament session for 2 p.m. April 30. Government-formed Property Investigation Panel begins probe into assets of political and bureaucratic elites. Communications Ministry warns against spreading of misleading information, urges verification before sharing. And Iran-U.S. tensions rise amid stalled peace talks. Both sides trade accusations over ceasefire and naval blockade. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.